your medical report for Friday the 29th. It's now the end of the month, and it's been, as it says on Drudge, a new cyclone. And how to untangle the cyclone, my son Matthew Deagle is here. His website, Matthew Deagle, DEAGLE.com. Matthew, let's go over a little bit of the of your symbological and other analysis of events, and then talk about some of the things that you offer on your site and services you offer to help people make decisions.
All right, well, first of all, I study language and symbology, as well as the psychological correspondence for language and symbology. If people are interested, I not only am able to look at world events in terms of these symbols and linguistic influences, but also your personal life is under the influence of such things as names and dates. Etc. This is one of the most, first of all, it's one of the ways the subconscious communicates. The subconscious mind doesn't speak in regular language like we do, or like our conscious minds do. The subconscious communicates in symbolic language in the form of, as I said, like symbols. Yeah. So any name, for example, has a deeper symbolic meaning. So whenever it's spoken, it provokes behaviors associated with that meaning. That's the case with all of the various names we bear as well, many of which have, because of changes in language over time, unfortunately have negative meanings or negative influences, or can have negative influences. So this is part of one of the causes of our current troubles is a profusion of names that have negative influences. For example, some made-up names have, rather than having a positive influence on the bearer, caused them to be more aggressive, such as there's been a string of events recently, for example, involving our made-up commonly African-American name, Daquan. A large number of them, people with that name, have committed violent crimes during a period a couple of years ago. Here's something else about this, is that names, a specific name with a certain meaning, will often also strengthen the copycat effect on somebody else with the same name. So, for example, we see a lot of shooters involved in school shootings and mass shootings named Dylan, for example. This is partly just because the copycat influence is stronger when there's a more personal connection with somebody else who achieved fame through the same act, right? So you see a lot of, for example, with music, it works the same way, positive. There's a lot of musicians with the first or middle name Michael or John, very common among musicians. As a matter of fact, you'll find if you look at musicians from the U.S. and Britain, it's a very large number compared to the average population of these names. Because of resonances, for instance, with the name Michael, meaning the musical. On the other hand, with these other copycat influences, what it is one person with the name commits an act, a negative act, like, for instance, Dylan Klebold, right? And then a bunch of people with the same name who also have these psychopathic characteristics are more susceptible to the influence because of the fact they have a personal connection with that person. So then you have like Dylan Roof, Dylan Quick, etc., right?
Yeah. Now guys, does it have an effect on them on more of a conscious levels with the news, or does it have something that is more sinister?
Oh, yeah, the mass media has a large culprit in this. Because as soon as somebody commits an atrocity, then you have the mass media glorifying them by giving them tons of news coverage and going into their personal lives. And, you know, they really like to turn these guys into anti-heroes. And that's part of the reason why we keep on experiencing more and more violent crime. You know, a lot of very shallow-minded people will say the reason for the violent crime in the U.S. is guns, right? But it's not all guns, first of all. A lot of these people attempt mass killings with knives or other devices. And fundamentally what it with negative cultural influences, such as the mass media, glorifying these killers, giving them an undue amount of honorable attention, being excessively positive in their coverage as well. Because there's this false belief prevalent all over the planet, including in news media, that portraying something in a neutral light is somehow unbiased, when actually it's more neutral and more genuinely unbiased just to name things as they are, right? So that's part of the problem, too, is that they often don't really condemn things in a proper way. But fundamentally, one of the main influences here is just collective negative culture and subconscious influences.
It's just an effect that transcends beyond media to, in a sense, the collective super unconscious. In other words, that crosses the fact that we're both an I and empathically we're we, where there may be effects that occur in the realm that is beyond media.
Yeah. Now, just like I said, there's positive as well as negative potentials of this. Like, for instance, there's a lot of musicians, as I said, with the name Michael, because of the influence of it. Now, here's how it actually partially works. Is ancient names, very ancient names, have a certain meaning attributed to them based on some ancient famous bearer of that name or some founder of that name.
Right.
In the case of Michael, you know, there's a couple different possible etymologies, and it depends on your exact other influences, which one predominates.
Yeah.
But one of the possibilities is the ancient name Maikar, which means the musical. So that's part of the reason why you see that name so commonly among musicians. On the negative side, though, part of the reason why I'm discussing this at all is that this is essentially what ISIS is. ISIS is not just a terror organization or even a militia. They're a collective subconscious murder-suicidal influence, which is based fundamentally on certain words, like Allah Akbar, for example, right?
Right.
This phrase has a very negative connotation now. Although it's very general in its meaning in the Middle East, it has a very, it's gaining ever more a negative resonance. As are many other words affiliated with the Islamic religion, are developing a negative number correlation to the number 17, which means suicidal tendency.
Right.
Now, that's not the general meaning, but the general meaning definitely is conducive to suicidal tendencies and fanaticism. Fundamentally, what we're dealing with here with this Islamic terrorism is not so much an outgrowth of Islam itself as a combination of factors from, as I've said before, the main reason people want to become terrorists is for revenge, right, for revenge against the West for destroying their countries. What's happening is the religion itself is being modified by this growing mentality of revenge. That the religion itself is accordingly having to become more hateful and barbaric in order to, and of course the potential was there to begin with because of earlier heresies by pirates and so forth. However, this recent massive explosion of Islamic terrorism or Islamist terrorism is really to be seen as a kind of copycat effect. A subconscious psychological influence.
Yeah, there's also some fathering of it too. Like we know that often the FBI are involved with giving bomb materials and watching individuals who are candidates to do terrorism. So we know that to some extent, the interaction with the Western culture is amplifying the negativity and taking people out and supplying them with materials or not removing them from the event stream that will eventually make them a terrorist, like Mateen. He was watched for 3 years. He's a member of Securicom, and much of his behavior should have removed him from being a member of Securicom if it's a properly operating private security agency, but they didn't. I mean, there were people even at the gun shop who said this guy wants all kinds of a certain type of ammo or other materials or bomb materials, and the FBI just ignored it. So you're right. It's a combination of Islam interacting with a toxic culture, including a very evil culture, where the FBI and CIA actually are often involved, fostering and amplifying the negative aspects
of
Islam.
Well, here's part of the irony there, is that what culture is it in particular that's been, you know, shamefully associated with mass killings and violence and gun violence is actually our American culture.
Right.
And that's, I think, what's happening here is terrorism is actually, in a way, the child of Islamic, like, asceticism and severe and austerity and American aggressiveness combined into one thing. Now, things like this have existed throughout Islamic societies as well, in a kind of potential or marginalized state for a long time, like running amok, for example. Common phenomenon among certain Muslims. Well, not common, but it was a recorded phenomenon in which somebody would just go crazy and start hacking people up until eventually they were killed. This is essentially really just murder-suicidal rage. And this is what is really driving ISIS. ISIS, we've seen here, right? The PC people have been foolish enough to deny that these attacks are even being planned by ISIS because ISIS isn't actually giving direct support or instructions. But the thing is, as I said, ISIS is not really an organization so much as a collective cultural phenomenon, a cultural hysteria of a kind directed at murder-suicide.
Yeah, yeah, like, for example, we know that the bomber in Nice, France, they don't have evidence yet that there were direct orders, but they take credit that he's a member of their, quote, Islamic army. In other words, you're right, it's more of a cultural issue than a top-down commanded issue of a, quote, military.
Yeah, it's a cultural issue both in Islam and in the USA.
Right.
In the U.S., of course, we have a lot of media that glorifies violence, a lot of gratuitous violence in our media, both the entertaining media as well as the infotaining media, both of which, in different ways, really kind of promote this stuff by constantly turning these people into anti-heroes.
Well, I took care of the employees and the pilots, including the trainers of the Top Gun pilots at Air Force Academy for several years in Colorado Springs. And I remember talking to one of the senior commanders that achieved a contract back in the 80s for Atari to develop a war game, to train their pilots on the war game before they actually would use these in a trainer module that they designed for the Air Force Academy back in the early 80s. And they were afraid that they couldn't turn off, quote, the kill reflex because they could see people's hormones and heart rate and their psychological responses training in the training module, and they realize, oh my, this could cause problems where we may not be able to turn off, quote, the kill reflex in pilots. We're talking about highly trained, intelligent pilots that are not, you know, on drugs or doing other things. And it's now permeated totally through our culture to have all these very advanced virtual reality war games. And you can't go to a movie like we went to the movie last night of Star Trek Beyond, and there's so much flash, smash, and intensity, it exceeds the normal capacity of the human mind to logically and rationally understand it. And I think that the culture is actually trying to mutate the nature of what it is to be a human being.
Well, definitely the U.S. military has irresponsibly abused its soldiers in its training. I mean psychologically abused, because we can actually look now. A recent report, a meta study came out looking at various statistical studies of what circumstances soldiers committed suicide under.
Right.
As it turns out, most U.S. soldiers commit suicide not after deployment, but before deployment, after training. Now, what is it about the training that they can then commit suicide? And by the way, it is much higher rate than the general population. I think it's simply that the training is designed to make them as psychopathic as possible. But those who are not psychopathic, inherently psychopathic, end up simply psychologically breaking down and becoming suicidal.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I think that's one of the problems also starting to permeate.
Or destruction of the psyche It's also what happens with young men like Dylan Roof and Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold and Omar Mateen. Omar Mateen is not to be seen as just a soldier of some enemy military.
Right.
Fundamentally, Omar Mateen is the same thing as Eric Harris over at Columbine.
Right.
And that's why it's so dangerous, because all ISIS has to do is put out their propaganda. They've essentially hijacked our method. Our media glorifies violence. They created their own version of that. They have their own ultra-violent, you know, Clockwork Orange-style mass media in the form of their propaganda videos.
Right.
They have these videos that depict children shooting people and people being burned alive and beheaded and so forth.
Well, lately they're even showing children like under 13 beheaded.
Well, it represents hatred.
Right.
It's intended to fuel hatred and to show who's boss, in a way. You know, a lot of these young men and teenagers who get involved in this, and by the way, even non-Muslim white teenagers have decided to join ISIS recently. For example, in Australia, there was one named Jihadi Jake, who
right.
was like 15 years old. It's like this 15-year-old emo. Why would he join ISIS? It's because he's suicidal. You see, in the videos, they kind of fulfill his suicide wish. This is an aggressive way of carrying out suicide while simultaneously making yourself known to others.
Right.
So essentially what's going on here is these kids, a lot of whom are not even originally Muslim, right?
Right.
Are joining ISIS and committing terror attacks because they are suicidal and depressed and nobody is interfering with the downward spiral.
Wow. Now, there's another driver on this, too. And I'd like you to expand on it, Matt, because I've seen a great deal of evidence that intelligence agencies in countries like France and our CIA, like the recent coup that occurred, or pseudo-coup that occurred in Turkey, where thousands are jailed in the military, many journalists are now in jail, there obviously was collaboration with the CIA, because the CIA and the powers that be, the globalists, want to foster the type of hatred, violence, and cultural balkanization, destruction of cultures. So there's driving forces that are actually feeding this machine.
Well, I mean, I don't know what's about the CIA, but certainly...
Well, their fingerprints are all over the Turkish one. We have lots of experts now are writing articles in their analysis.
Whatever the case, I mean, it was the fact is the coup ultimately, in real life, regardless of who thought they were going to accomplish something by it,
right,
benefited him. It benefited Erdogan. And it essentially just solidified his totalitarian state that he'd been wanting all along.
Well, it's not just the totalitarian state now. Yeah. Well, it's not just the timing is amazingly bad, because at the same time they're trying to move these refugees into Turkey, and Turkey's asking for full membership in the European Union, which means they could flood Europe with up to 40 million Muslims. Many of them are potentially radicalizable. Either first or second generation, and as a result, they're going to have a police.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, part of this, the argument, the debate here, is people are like, well, obviously, the majority of these Syrian refugees or refugees from elsewhere in the Middle East are just normal people. Yes, that's true. The majority of the refugees are just normal families.
Right.
But there is a significant minority of murder-suicidal ISIS soldiers.
Right.
Among those refugees, whose intention is just to kill as many Europeans as they can before they themselves die, either by their own hand or in suicide by cop.
Right.
And guess how many there are? Even right now, the German police estimate there's 20,000.
Wow.
20,000.
Yeah, they're completely overwhelmed with the task.
In Europe.
And Angela Merkel, by the way, has stated yesterday in the international news in Europe, she has no intention of changing her immigration
so think about
policy.
That. There's 20,000 Eric Harrises in Europe right now ready to commit school shooting, and nobody,
wow.
People are letting more in.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's very nuts. It's evil.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Matthew, let's see the application for individuals. We looked at the collective for last couple of weeks. If someone came to you for a service and you provide natal charts, a health analysis, and even financial advice based on a lot of these different drivers or different modalities, how can you help someone? If they contact you either through MatthewDeagle.com or if they give you a call, what's the procedure that you go through to provide them individual care, if you want to call it? Symbological, numerological, dates, etc., and then looking at the psychology and then, you know, plumbing through exactly all the different drivers that will determine health issues, financial issues, interpersonal issues, or when people are making collective decisions, say in corporations or business, you can give them help in that realm as well.
Yeah, basically I'll just look at your name and your time of birth and your the birth date, and this gives a basic constellation of influences, which combined with your overall disposition really influences your basic character and shows you your basic direction in life, your basic fundamental subconscious influences, which begin as an infant hearing your name and learning to speak your name.
Right, so Let's say someone contacts you and let's say they want to make a financial decision. They think, well, I should invest in this or that, or a corporation is assigned to launch a product or put the money, seed money, in to actually develop a specific product or marketing program. What kind of data do you collect in order for them to make that, say, that business decision or a personal decision on health? Because you can look at these different influences and actually give them ideas of weakness. Now, for example, we use functional medicine We use functional medicine as well, which include conventional tests. We use what's called bioplasmatic tests like the QRMA and the metapathia. And I can get a metapathia machine to someone, let's say in South Africa or China, and I can log on to TeamViewer 11 and I can give them a more accurate diagnosis of what's wrong with them just the hydrophones on their head with no radiation or blood tests or anything. It tells me exactly what's wrong with their different organ systems and their biorhythms, do metatherapy to rebalance them, and even test the efficacy of not only drug but nutritional and herbal therapies to see if we can rebalance those biophoton circuits to regulate their health. Now, you do the same thing by looking at symbology, numerology, and so on, because our whole world is, in a sense, a mathematical, nonlinear matrix or hologram. And if you look at these numerological and mathematical principles behind it, you can help people make correct decisions because there's a logic to it, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's all based on logic and how the subconscious has no choice but to think entirely logically. It thinks irrationally but with logical formulas.
Right.
It makes associations, but these associations are not just arbitrary. They're based on the actual characteristics of what it observes and what is input. It's simply a computer, basically, and it follows the commands. You put an input into your subconscious, and it gives you an output according to what its internal logic. This can be for good or for ill, which also means fundamentally what this is all about is knowing that your own conscious thoughts determine your destiny. Your thoughts, how you think positively, negatively, or neutrally affects your subconscious, tells it to do what you wish, whether it's negative or positive.
Right, so in other words, what you can do is you can actually give them like a, if you want to call it a subconscious diagnosis, and a treatment plan so that they don't get a consequence that on the conscious level they don't want to have happen, but subconsciously they're heading toward that like a guided missile.
And something else is that a lot of people don't know really, a lot of people have not fully manifested their inner talents, and like I said, your name is a good indicator of what subconscious influences and potentials are there.
Right.
Earlier I was mentioning the name Michael, for example, is commonly associated with music and musical ability. So even people who have not developed that potential talent, who have the name, the first or middle name Michael, often do have some musical ability that can be developed, which might, in the process, harmonize and strengthen their own character as well, because their character is connected with that ability.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, having a character, fundamentally, this is about, most people when they do astrology or numerology or whatever, they're just, first of all, they're not basing it on logic. They're basing it on arbitrary assumptions.
Right.
Secondly, they're not taking into account the fact this is all psychological.
Yeah, you analyze the psychology and many other factors. Exactly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum from LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, Matthew, let's get some more concrete examples of the kind of services you can provide. Because what I find as a doctor, and we try to do at our level when I was in practice, and I still do now when I'm in consulting, we try to give people kind of, you know, superficial advice based on classical psychology and psychiatry. Unfortunately, the regular doctors take models that are, to me, irrational, that they think, I need to mess with your serotonin 5 reuptake, or, you know.
Yeah, as a rule... The psychologists, there's a lot of good research out there, but psychology in general on this planet is just not very advanced.
I don't find it very helpful, to be honest with you.
Because overall, there's a lack of integrating everything into logic
right.
and into fundamental symbols. Now, Carl Jung started in that direction, but unfortunately, there has not been a whole lot of sincere effort in uncovering the underlying logical forces, because there's been an excessively materialistic approach to psychology and psychiatry, the notion that everything is just biological, even though, you know, there's no way you can look at a person's brain scan or something and then know immediately what's wrong with them.
Exactly.
There's so many different areas of the brain involved.
Plus, there's a lot of psychological theory, to be honest with me, is by so much of the theory
like,
that I've
yeah, like,
seen.
Yes, there are a lot of there are a lot of apparently psychological illnesses that actually have a fundamental biological influence or cause. And, of course, that's always there. But here's the problem, is that they treat everything as though it's biological, even though, for example, if you are depressed because of negative thinking, it's not going to be cured by either positive thinking or by drugs. It's only going to be cured by changing your negative thinking toward more neutral. I say neutral because positive itself, excessive positive thinking is often tied with excessive negative thinking, such as in manic depressive people.
Because negative, in other words, the antidote is not to do a reverse of the negative thinking, is to return to a normal or balanced psychological viewpoint.
Yeah, it's to be more objective and less escapist, more neutral and more at peace with things, more satisfied and less restless. Because usually negative thinking is tied with excessive positive thinking. Excessively positive expectations tied with excessively negative disappointment, etc.
We see that in the American culture now. We see a very restless and bored culture.
Throughout our culture, restlessness and competition are very strongly reinforced, which is not good because this results not only in less social cohesion, but also in more depression and manic behavior and so forth.
And more violence, I think, to a great deal. The primary reason besides poverty and lack of job opportunities and so on, but the primary reason for driving violence now is boredom. And they swing to the opposite side of it, so they're looking for blame.
Well, here's my analysis of it. I think that the reason that a lot of these young men go out and kill and often get themselves killed or kill themselves in the process, they are suicidal. And what this is an out-of-control desire for relief. Now, when you look at the basic psychological dispositions, behavioral psychologists have very well studied the outward manifestations of this in the form of operant conditioning. Right? They've observed that people can be conditioned, for instance, to do something, to be reinforced to get rid of something, right?
Right.
Or reinforcements, right? Negative reinforcement by contingent withdrawal. They get rid of something that you do because of it's a consequence of what you do. So you're reinforced to do that behavior. This is what is behind, you know, addiction to drugs like opium and so forth. generally, it's this kind of reinforcement, right? That you are getting rid of something which is a negative or aversive stimulus. Now, the positive form of this, right, some people's character is more in that direction, which makes them naturally more independent, more shy, less socially conforming, more of a kind of unique individualistic person, and less out to please others. However, that sort of person also often has a lot of compassion, a lot of desire to relieve the suffering of others as well. And this is an overall disposition, a tendency to be conditioned in a certain way, more than other people. But when this is neutral, right, when this is closer to the neutral, it's not antisocial. It is then actually socially productive. It's helpful to other people because they're a person who is very one-on-one, intense, deeply interpersonal rather than being superficially interpersonal. And they want to get rid of the bad in society. They want to get rid of suffering. They want to get rid of pain. The problem is that when that gets to excess, you see,
when that goes
to excess, when the person is eaten up by their desire for relief, it turns into hatred. It turns into them rather than just kind of isolating themselves from other influences and being more independent, the person becomes full of hatred and wants to actually destroy other people.
Right.
This also manifests that in suicidality or the desire to escape from one's own life. All of this is fundamentally a catastrophic pattern of reinforcement, which, however, is fundamentally conditioned, fundamentally influenced by the overall disposition of the psyche, which starts with your name.
Right.
So, as I said, this corresponds Kabbalistically or gematrically to the number 17, the male heir element, which we'll often see is actually affiliated with murder-suicidal mentality, as well as fanaticism and isolated asceticism, etc. For example, look at the the Islamic crescent and star. You have the crescent, which has 2, plus the star, the pentagram, which has 15 segments. That's 17. It represents the number of, on the positive side, asceticism, individuality, transcendence, and that sort of thing. On the negative side, suicide, hatred, right? Murder, suicide, running amok. And
that's interesting.
That mentality is not isolated to Islam. It's very strong in Islam because Islam is an ascetic, masculine type religion. Now, the ascetic mentality, the desire to let go of the material world, which also leads to being at war with society, being antisocial and murderous. it's just an access of the exact same energy. Now,
interesting. Now, can you apply those principles, let's say, to the just recently finished Democratic National Convention of the GOP or U.S. politics or what's going on in Europe? Can you kind of tease apart the various influences if you were to advise, say, a government or a military official or someone and say, this influence, this is that influence, this is my overall, if you want to call it, symbological, astrological, psychological, kind of group psychological analysis of the, of the events. Like, for example, let's say the DNC, which is pretty bizarre the way it started. What do you think, Matt? If you were to pull
Oh, okay. So the basically the first of all, I want people to understand that every aspect of the psyche is in a balance with the opposite aspect. So just as a person can have an excessive desire for relief, which causes them to be antisocial and to hate other people and to feel like an outcast or ostracized, on the other hand, an excessive fear of loss, right? An excessive positive reinforcement by maintaining things, or negative by contingent withdrawal, right? So getting rid of something, taking away something as a way of punishing somebody, right? So you can you have negative reinforcement. Okay, so basically you have negative reinforcement where you take away something and it makes a person feel better, so they want to continue that behavior that results in that. You have punishment. You stop a behavior by taking something away, right?
Right.
This, unfortunately, on the other hand, can lead not only to social integration and always being charming and knowing what to do because you feel a dependence on other people, but also deceptiveness and greed, right? So the opposite end of the spectrum from the suicidal type person is the greedy and manipulative person who also, because of the nature of negative and positive, often has in their extreme excessive form their own mass murder-suicidal tendency. And that is what's going on with the EU. EU and the USA are being led by very social, manipulative people, very socialized, but ultimately psychopathic and paranoid. We have not all politicians, right? There are some good politicians, but a lot of politicians, possibly even the majority, are various kinds of psychopaths, the majority of those being paranoid. They suffer from a kind of paranoid schizophrenia.
You know, that's that. I learned that fact many years ago, actually,
and that's
from psychiatrists and psychologists. Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's actually borne out by actual research independently in psychology and in psychiatry. There's a much higher percentage.
Now, this ties in with the DNC, right? Because Hillary Clinton is claiming that these emails were hacked by the Russian government with no evidence, just a gut feeling. which is, in my opinion, psychopathic paranoia. Julian Assange has come out and got over the evidence. There's not.
Yeah, no evidence at all. Assange never made a statement that the Russians hacked and then gave it to WikiLeaks.
No, Assange, in fact, there's a video you can look up online right now where Julian Assange clearly states and goes over the evidence, but there's none, no evidence, right, showing that there's a Russian hack, that the Russians had nothing to do with it, that Guccifer is not Russian, he's an independent hacker, etc.
Yeah, I think it was in Bulgaria.
This is not just a lie. I think it represents a paranoid, psychopathic mentality that there is prevailing in the dark order of the USA, the EU, the Group of Seven, etc., a paranoid psychopathy toward Russia, a paranoid schizophrenic persecution complex, where they believe that Russia is out to get them and out to sabotage them, and they all have fallen into this mania.
Yeah, you can see by their NATO behavior, the current leaders of NATO have decided to recruit at least a division from each country, including Canada, to set up along the Russian, the so-called CIS nation border. So Russia's in shock over this, and they're actually preparing and doing war games now with China in the South China Sea, which in some ways, the weird psychopathy over a period of, say, decades, can actually lead, say, 10 or 20 years from now to an actual thermonuclear war because of stupid group psychology.
Yes, because of the group psychology of these. Now, people often get worse when you put them together with their own kind. This is, I think, what's happening with Hillary Clinton, is that I think she's a paranoid psychopath, and that she's put together with other paranoid psychopaths. That the mass paranoia is like a collective Joseph Stalin. You know,
right.
Stalin was killing all his own helpers because he thought they were out to get him, right? Paranoid psychopathy.
Yeah, it's like when they started killing the brown shirts in Italy with the rise of Mussolini. He started to kill his own people.
This is a common phenomenon. Somebody gets in power. They often seek power to begin with because they're a paranoid psychopath, because the paranoia causes them to want to control everything, right?
Right.
They don't trust anybody else, and they think that it's their mission to be a hero and take control of everything.
Right.
And they often have delusional ideology tied in with that, like, for instance, the Marxist ideology or the neo-Marxist type of thing, thinking that's going on with Clinton and the SJW-type people. This is paranoia, basically, in the real sense of the word.
The last speech that she did last night, where she actually made an unsupported claim that WikiLeaks and Assange received these documents from hacking Russians because the Russians, quote, support Trump, and
yeah, they have unnamed experts who supposedly told them.
Oh my gosh! I mean, how crazy is that? This is a person who won.
And they said, their exact statement is they strongly feel that it was done by the Russians.
Whoa, strongly feel. That's real evidence in court, isn't it? Strongly.
Yeah, I know. In other words, they're just having a paranoid delusion.
Oh my!
And this paranoid delusion. And they also want to foment the paranoid delusion in the population, because they want the population on board against Russia, their supposed persecutor. You see, it's totally insane. It's totally a mental illness that has gripped the European Union and the American government.
But isn't this an example of the mental illness that gripped Germany during the First and Second World War? That it was a group mental illness that developed
Similar to the way that the Germans saw the Jews, right? The USA and the EU now see the Russians as responsible for thwarting their plans that otherwise would succeed so mightily. They are kind of turning the Russians into the new Jews, this group that they think, on the other hand, they're unintentionally doing it to the Muslims as well. But they basically act like Russia is the reason that anything goes wrong for them.
Wow.
And that's very negative, because ultimately Russia is armed to the teeth. And if we do provoke them, if we do attack them, right, Russia's not belligerent toward us now.
There's no evidence that Russia's ever tried to expand empire and take over any other countries other than trying to have military dominant relationships with their local nations around them. They certainly had no intention of invading any country.
Russia is already the largest country on Earth. They don't have, they ultimately might have some resource control is the problem here. And for our empire to expand, we need resources that are nearer to the Russians than us. And Russia's formed an economic alliance, etc. And then what happens is this strategic mentality leads to a paranoid mentality.
Well, maybe there's a business plan behind it. In other words, maybe behind this resource hegemony that the globalists want is the basis for a psychology to promote paranoia and crazy policies that ultimately will spend billions and trillions of dollars on military hardware.
Well, this is something I'm going to say here. Like, remember I was talking about the excessive desire for release leading to suicidal behavior.
Yeah.
Well, the excessive fear of loss, on the other hand, can lead not only to socially charming behavior and apparent social acceptableness, but also to paranoia or excessive fear of loss of control.
Yeah.
The desire to keep control of everything, even by any means necessary.
Right.
That's what happens with a lot of politicians, because politics is all about lying and putting on a mask, showing your good face to the world and telling all the lies to make people feel good about you. As a result, it has a lot to do with fear of loss, a lot to do with maintaining your position, with maintaining that which you depend on.
What do you think the psychology is behind Trump? Because I see a man who's lost a lot of money, a lot of face, because he understands how crazy things are. He knows that if he doesn't...
Well, we see that Trump is more realistic and peaceful with regard to Russia, and that's part of the reason why he's hated so much by the paranoid...
Exactly. He's been doing business with the oligarchs and the Russians for decades.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I think he's just a good guy himself. He might not be totally the best president, but better than Clinton because he's not a total paranoid maniac.
Exactly.
Everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase 2 family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from Numana. Buy 2 family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at Food for Liberty.
Welcome back. And so, Matthew, let's continue our discussion.
Yeah, so basically, you know, people think of, like, paranoia in a superficial sense as being, like, a conspiracy theorist or whatever. Now, yeah, some conspiracy theories are the result of paranoid delusions, but paranoia in general is the belief that you're being persecuted against all the evidence or without evidence, right? The belief that you are the subject of some kind of persecution without any real basis for thinking so. It's not necessarily paranoid to question the lies involved in, for example, the Iraq War, right? That's pretty solid evidence that there was some tampering and criminal negligence or even criminal complicity in some of the events. But paranoia is very clearly at work when someone jumps to a conclusion that they are being persecuted actively by somebody that they perceive as hostile. It is not indicating in any objective way hostile intentions. And that is the prevailing status quo among the American and European liberal politicians at this time. It is also a status quo among certain conservative politicians, which is, I think, part of the reason why Trump was ostracized by his own party.
Right, and we see the craziness of people like Cruz.
Well, Cruz is a different kind of paranoid maniac, and yeah, he is very paranoid himself, but in a different way. He's just essentially a very insane, antisocial, ultimately, character, because he thinks he can force his marginal way of life and thinking on the whole world, and that it doesn't matter how many bodies he has to trample over in the process. He's a different kind of psycho. But the real psycho here, I mean, the real paranoid menace is what Clinton is part of. It's a collective thing. It's the same sort of thing as, like, when a lot of other people agree with you, you get the illusion that your belief is right. You're reinforced in your belief because holding that belief maintains your alliances. And because of your underlying fear of loss, which motivates all of this, I mean, essentially these paranoid people judge what is right and true by what is socially accepted in their circle.
If they can convince other people to believe like them, they're validated in their belief system, which is paranoid.
Yeah, they have essentially a paranoid mass hostility and mass discrimination against the Russians.
Now, if people want to get your help, they can contact you at MatthewDeagle.com. MatthewDeagle.com. You have an amazing array of services that can help people to plumb their personal decisions, their health decisions, their collective things, financial issues. Excellent analysis, Matt. Really appreciate you coming on the program every Friday morning. First hour is Matthew Deagle, MatthewDeagle.com. Coming up, Ann Morrison, hour number two, Twiland.info, our science blog, and we have lots of stuff to cover. We usually do a follow-up or recap afterward, if not the same day in the next few days. We have to do a recap from last week, too. And hour three is The Firing Line, answering your wellness and other questions with host Michelle Deagle. Thank you, Matt. We will see you next Friday.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.